All right. Thanks for tuning in to Chopping It Up with Chalk. This is your girl, Chalk. Today, how's everyone? I hope all is well on this amazing, beautiful Friday. All right, today, as stated, if you read on the bio and the title of the show, some of the things we I'll be getting into is food, family, fun, and all of those things. So today I want to talk about, some things we can do with our children, those of us who have smaller kids, younger kids, or maybe preteens, teenagers, before they go back to school. I know some of the kids have already started, classes back, but they still have a little time to get some fun in. So parents, I just wanted, to give you some insight. If you already know, some of you don't know about the surrounding areas, water parks, or even if you travel out of the country with your kids, if there's still time, some people homeschool. So I just wanted to talk about that. And also, I want you guys to call in and leave messages so that I can play those messages back here on the show, and you can give insight to maybe some of summer vacation ideas that you've already done over the summer, or some things you may have coming up the latter part of the summer, even moving into the fall time of the year, the fall season of the year. So right now here, I was just kind of going through myself having a 10 and 13 year old a few weeks back in the early part of July. We went up to Massanutten, Virginia. It's a resort. They have everything. They're open pretty much all year round. They have summer activities, winter activities. So we got it in. They have an indoor outdoor water park. We got it in at the water park. Definitely. We did some tubing. It was hot. When I promise you, it was probably 90 something degrees with like 60% humidity. It was fun, but it was hot. So we used this the same tubes that they use during the winter time for snow tubing. I mean, we had a lot of fun, but again, it was hot. I can't stress hot enough. Also, when we did the water park, we did the outside water slide. Oh my goodness, it was fun, but I can't stress the hot part enough. And the girls did the wave pool and all of that there. Check out Massanutten in Massanutten, Virginia. They definitely do timeshares there. I do highly recommend it because they have horseback riding, go-karts. You can do zip lining, like I stated, the tubing. It's indoor and outdoor water park. They have the pools, the aquatic center for us parents, us moms. They have a very nice spa. You can go and check out the Massanutten Spa. They have a barbecue place where you can get barbecue, but you can get pizza, all types of things right on site. They have different eateries on site, and they can deliver. The accommodations are very nice. We stayed in the Woodstone. I love the Woodstones there. The condos there, amazing. But they also have the hotels. They have a new section now in Massanutten. So again, if you want to take your kids and you live in this area on a quick getaway, and it's reasonable for the accommodations, and you can check out the different deals, and that's Massanutten, Virginia. Also, let's get into these water parks here. Let's see what we're talking about in the DMV and the surrounding areas. Now, we do have a lot of the local pools here in DC that are open for the summer, like Banneker pool here on Georgia Avenue Northwest. We have that pool there. And then let's see. We have, that's a little closer. There are a lot of pools in the surrounding area at the different recreational facilities in DC now. A lot of them have been remodeled and done over. Beautiful Deanwood over in the northeast area of Washington, DC. What is that? Turkey Thicket over here. That's on, yeah, that's the Northeast side as well, but just on the Brooklyn end of Northeast and like around in that area, a lot of the different recreational centers now have, you know, the aquatic center type things going on. We can go and get some swimming in if your kids just want to do the pool. Parents really don't want to be too much outside. I believe also Banneker has like a little water park area. Don't quote me, but I believe they do have that. You can check into it if you live in the DC area or right here in the city. Also, just on the outskirts of DC in Glendale, Maryland, there's Glendale Splash Park. We have another one. We have, oh, the Petworth Spray Park. That's in the Petworth area of DC. Forgot about them. We have the Georgetown Waterfront Park. Yes. So yeah, DC has a lot of little water areas now. The Yards Park. They have little water feature down there. The kids can go and splash around and, you know, have some fun if you really can't, you know, just get away, but you still want to entertain your children. They want to get into some water. Also, out there in Glen Burnie, Maryland, they have North Arundel Aquatic Center. Definitely, they have an 8-lane competition pool, a leisure pool with a children's water park. So you guys can go and check that out. There's Waterworks Park out in Woodbridge, Virginia. There's Chesapeake Beach Water Park out there in Chesapeake Beach, Maryland. They have pools and slides and water waterfalls. Parents, you can do cabana rentals out there. So while the kids are running around having a good time in the water, if you just want to chill out in the sun and the cabana, you can definitely rent you a cabana and lay out a little bit. I think I did talk about Glendale. I did. Yep. They have waterfalls. They have a shower out there, like a waterfall shower thingy going on. They have some slides out there at Glendale. There's also Crystal City Water Park right here in Arlington, Virginia. It's, I think that one's more so you can do like picnics and stuff out there. It's really nice, but I don't think it's, don't quote me, but from what I remember, I went years ago, but it just seems like if you more so want to just kind of just chill out and have water features, very tranquil, outdoors, parky, shady, you know, they have water fountains and, you know, different things, but they do have a lot of community events weekly throughout the week. So you can definitely check out Crystal City Water Park in Arlington, Virginia. Also, the Atlantis Water Park at Bull Run. That's in Centerville, Virginia. It's definitely a good place for kids. They have a play area as well. They do live performances out there sometimes. You can go and check on their website, Atlantis Water Park at Bull Run. In Centerville, Virginia, they have a splash zone. They have the dump buckets and stuff. You know, the kids love all that stuff. They have slides out there as well. So, yeah, if you're in the Centerville area or you don't mind taking the ride out to Centerville, go check out the Atlantis Water Park at Bull Run. Also, they have Volcano Island Water Park out in Sterling, Virginia. It's like a Polynesian themed water park with water slides, a swimming pool, and a giant water dumping bucket. Again, you know the kids love all the water. So that would be definitely a good place to take your kids if you live in the Sterling, Virginia area. And they definitely have a good play area as well. From DC, it's about a little more than 21 miles away from the DC area. Pirates Cove, it's a water park out there in Lorton, Virginia. It's seasonal. They have like big pools, they have slides, they have like the little squirter things the kids can play with. They also have a man-made beach and picnic areas. You can check on the website for when they do live performances at Pirates Cove Water Park. So yeah, get on to the website, check it out. If you live in the Lorton, Virginia area, or if you're living in DC and Maryland, PG County, or you know, or some of the surrounding counties, and you don't mind taking a little ride down 395. Yeah, go right there to Pirates Cove Water Park, again in Lorton, Virginia. Gaithersburg also has a water park. City of Gaithersburg Water Park and Boer Park. They have outdoor swimming pool with deep lanes and a shallow play area featuring a 250-foot double water slide. You know your kids will love that. They also have a play area for the children as well. This is out in Gaithersburg, Maryland. So if you don't mind, again, if you live in D.C., go ahead and take that ride out there to Gaithersburg. Gaithersburg, a beautiful area anyway. Just take a nice ride. You take the kids out there, get them in that water, let the heat beat on them a little bit. And they get that water, I promise you, on the ride back home will be a breeze. They will be passed out. So go on out there to Gaithersburg and hit that water park. Let those kids get it in on that double slide at 250 feet. Yeah, watch the babies. Also, here in D.C., I forgot one. We have, it's called Cold Spray Park. It's also a water park over on Monroe Street in Northeast D.C. You can take the children all over there. They stay open until 8:30 in the evening. So, yeah, definitely. That's Cold Spray Park on, Monroe. I apologize. It's Morse Street. Morse is M-O-R-S-E Street, Northeast D.C. Go check out Cold Spray Park. there is also another water park. We have quite a few water parks, especially in Virginia. In Alexandria, Virginia, there's Our Special Harbor Spray Park. And let's check this out. This is new to me. I'm not real familiar with this one. This is off Telegraph Road. It's on Telegraph Road in Alexandria, Virginia. It's, let's see what they're talking about. Let's see if it's a good place. From the pictures, you guys, I'm kind of looking here on my laptop at it. It looks really nice. Oh, they have a really good play area. They have all the fun water, like water dispenser type things that are really entertaining for the kids here. Looks really fun. It looks like, it definitely looks like a place where you can take your kids and let them run around. They have a nice play area. Just looking here at the pictures here. Yeah. Oh, this is nice, guys. It's called Our Special Harbor Spray Park. Pretty neat. Pretty neat. It looks like you can take your kids there and they would definitely have a good time. And this is on Telegraph Road in Alexandria, Virginia. They close at 7 p.m. Ocean Dunes Water Park out Arlington. Did I do Great Waves in Alexandria, Virginia? All of these places have pools and water slides. Great Waves also have mini golf and a batting cage. Again, they're right there in Alexandria, Virginia. We have Watermine Family Swimming Hole. It's like an Old West themed water park with slides and... yeah. Oh, it's designed for elementary school kids. So if you're out resting, Virginia, or you don't mind wanting to take that ride out resting, if you're living closer into D.C. and then the PG County's area, take that ride on out to resting. Take the babies on a little road trip to the Watermine Family Swimming Hole Water Park. Yes, Cameron Run Regional Park is right here in Alexandria, Virginia, just on the outskirts of D.C. and PG County. They also have a batting cage there, picnic area, mini golf, you know, the water park. They have a wave pool. So yeah, it's a lot of options if you live in the DMV area, where you can take the kids for those water parks. If you can't take like a super big last minute family trip or getaway, you know, like the cruises and different things like that, you definitely can get those kids on in some water. If they're anything like my girls, Kay and Maddie, they love the water. They would swim every day, all day, all summer long, all winter long if they could. They definitely love to swim and get in that water, splash around, especially Madison. When we were in Massanutten, oh my goodness, that 6 hours. 6 hours. 6 hours. And did I stress you guys? Heat. It was a lot of heat. So yeah, definitely, I want you guys to call in and leave messages and let me know about some places that maybe I didn't touch on or maybe give full detail about, or you've been, and give your take, give me a review on it, so that not only myself but other listeners can hear and know where they should and shouldn't take their families. Yeah, let's see. And some of the best vacations for kids, like I said, I know a lot of people are definitely doing homeschooling. I'm considering the option. And some families like to travel with their children while they're homeschooling. So here are some, it says what the 10 most amazing family vacations that I kind of pulled up, and these are destinations. Yeah, like you got to pack up and really get it moving type destinations where you can take, you know, your children, and they're kid friendly. I'm sorry, guys. Give me one moment. Yeah. Yep. Definitely. Got to get the kids moving. I'm so sorry, you all. I had it. I should have wrote it down in my notes. I'm not good at that. I'm off sometimes. But definitely, most of us know, I would like to think that we know about, what is that, the Atlantis resort and vacation, if you've been on it, the Carnival cruises, the different cruises, the Disney cruise. My sister, they took the kids on the Disney cruise. They loved it. You know, and yeah, so again, I want you guys to tell me, call in, leave messages, because again, this is, you know, Chopping It Up with Chalk is definitely informative and fun. We, you know, help each other out here. Help me out. Again, I have Kayla's a preteen now, and Madison's only 10. But I still have some young adult daughters, and my son, they're young adults and grown, but you know, still family fun stuff, kid friendly stuff. The best all inclusive vacations from the Travel Channel. Let's see what they're hitting on, guys. Yes, let's see here. They're not giving me much. That is so funny. But at any rate, I want you guys, again, I can't stress it enough, this is an interactive podcast where I want you guys to, yeah, again, call in, leave messages so I can refer back to, you know, your messages, and we can get into these topics, we can get into these places, you know, and keep each other abreast of what's going on. Ooh, let's see. 5 family adventures in Hawaii. Haha. Let's check that out. Who's taking the children to Hawaii? It can be pretty costly. Hawaii can be pretty costly. And to take Yeah, a family, some children. Yeah, just make sure you have your coins ready, guys. Make sure you have it ready so everybody can get there with at least comfortable accommodations. And you'll be able to also, you know, do a lot of the things you want to do when you go on vacation. I think it's definitely a good thing to plan ahead. You do have some people that are spontaneous travelers. They'll get up, they'll plan a trip and go without very much planning. They find a destination and they're like, boom, let's make the reservations, let's get it moving and let's go. But with all of these things, like now, like the Groupons, we can find really good deals on the different apps and the different social apps and sites. We can, yeah, get really good deals. I promise you, I'm a Groupon fan of finding really good deals for different activities and things like that. You can always search, always, you know, Google is amazing. As we all know, it's pretty much the way of the world right now. So, you know, get out there. I know I didn't give you guys much, and I'm so sorry. Again, I should have wrote this stuff down in my notes, but I didn't. I left it on my laptop, and now I'm not having much success, excuse me, with pulling it back. But I can definitely recommend some places here in, meaning in the DMV area, the local outskirts, maybe even in a few other states like Rehoboth Beach up in Delaware. They have a few beaches up there that are really nice. A lot of people were aware of like Ocean City. You can go there to Ocean City. North Beach down in Chesapeake Beach here out in Maryland. Chesapeake, Maryland. It's North Beach. They have the beach areas down there. Really nice, family friendly, kid friendly. You know, they have the water park. I already put the water park out there to you guys. Some people like to take the ride on down to Virginia Beach. You definitely can do. All of the beaches are family and kid friendly. A lot of people like to drive down to South Carolina and was that Myrtle Beach, the Myrtle Beach area, all down in there, down in South Carolina, and even depending on where you are in the Carolinas, in the north part of the Carolinas, there are beaches, there are a lot of waterways. So yeah, if you're into fishing, if your kid's into fishing and boating, you can do that as well. Right here in the DMV, we don't really have a lot of beaches, but we have water. The Potomac and Acacia Park is really nice as well. Haynes Point, you can go down to the point. They have swimming there as well. They have the swimming pool. They have the putt-putt golf. There's golfing. You can do biking. They've really done it up down there. Did some changes. You get in some boating. You can go just on the other side of the Potomac, excuse me, across from Haynes Point, and you'll see the DC Wharf area. They've really built it up. It's beautiful. Yes. A lot of picnic areas and things like that in Haynes Point. So yeah, you get, bring the kids down and, you know, get your bikes out. You can ride on. So yeah, it's a lot of those options as well. You know, just family fun things to get, you know, for the kids. The summer doesn't have to go out on a dry note. We can take it out on a high note, and it doesn't have to be costly. You can do things that are budget friendly with your family and your children, and, you know, create memories. Have a great time. It's all about memories, creating memories. As we know, those of us who have children, they grow up so fast, like in the blink of an eye. So we want to capture these moments, you know, and get these things in. If you are in the position where you can, you know, spend the money and take them on, you know, more, I guess, I don't want to say luxurious, but maybe not luxurious, but more. What's the. Sorry for my sound effects. But, you know, things like cruises or a trip where, you know, you need a plane involved and, you know, your kids are in a position where you've put them in a position where they have passports, which are very important. It's important, and I'm not minimizing any of this or, you know, looking down upon it. No, I encourage, I support our children having passports, our children being well-versed in many areas, and also in travel, them seeing the world, them knowing more than just where they live. But if you're in the position right now where you can't do that, just know that there are other things that you can do to broaden their horizons and have fun and create memories and expand their minds. Definitely outside of like the water parks and the beaches and things. Take the children to the museums. We have the Children's Museum, the National Museum of History, the outside sculpture park. Downtown, we have so much here in DC. We have so many different places on the outskirts of DC, like in PG County, you know. Why is nothing coming to me right now on this podcast? That is so crazy. I'm sorry. But because we're so close-knit in the DMV, we're right here together. You can just hop on over off the Beltway or the highway and go into Virginia and go into PG County or ride up to Columbia, Maryland and Gaithersburg and now Greenbelt, Maryland. There's Greenbrier Park, beautiful, amazing. Down there in Ocean City, there's another beach called Assateague. They have the Wild Horses and they're just out on the beach and things like that. So there's so many different things. DC in itself has a lot of things where we can broaden our kids, open them up right here, just outside of DC in the Potomac, Maryland area, the Rockville, Bethesda area. There's Glen Echo Park. Oh my God, it's so much to do. This area, the DMV is filled with so much. Over in Southeast, I know I'm just kind of throwing stuff out there, guys. I hope I'm not going too fast or sound like I'm rambling. I'm just thinking as I'm talking, like all of these different things that you can engage in, and not only for your children, for yourselves. If you're a person, you don't have children, you're single or you're dating or you're married and your kids may be grown or you may not have children at all. There's so many things to do. Right over here in Southeast Maryland, off in Southeast DC, Southeast Maryland. Ha! If you ask some people, they would tell you there is a Southeast Maryland, PG Southeast, but that's a whole nother something else. Anyways, over in Southeast DC, right over there off of Mississippi Avenue, the Venus and Serena, they have a tennis facility there as well. Amazing. You can check that out. It's right off of Mississippi and Wheeler Road in Southeast DC on the Anacostia, on the east of the river, which is on the east of the Anacostia River. There's so much to do. We now have a trapeze park building down there at the yards. Like, it's so much to do, so much to get in, so much to see, so much to explore. Right here in DC, right here in the DMV area. So yeah, guys, again, please call in, leave messages so that I can play them back. I can respond. And if you like, you can go to my Facebook page, hit me in my inbox or the DMs as they call it, on Chock Chock, that's C-H-O-C. C-H-O-C, and let me know that you want to be on the show with me. You can co-host with me about whatever you want to talk about. We can get back on these family adventures and family vacations for the kids. Any topic you want to talk about, let's get into it. Definitely, I want you guys to be interactive. I can't stress that enough. I want you guys to get on, call in, let other people hear your views or opinions, your reviews of things, you know. Give us some ideas. Give me some ideas. Again, you guys know I'm all about the food. all about the fun, all about the entertainment. But yeah, there will be times on Chopping It Up with Chalk, like tonight. We're going to get into kind of a deep subject, a serious issue, and let's see if we can find some resolve on how we can better build the Black community, the African American community. And I'm not going against anybody else's race or ethnic cultures or backgrounds. I just want to talk about what can Blacks do to better build their communities, generate the dollars, and keep the Black dollar within the Black community to build us up, to help us raise our children up as entrepreneurs, to work for themselves, to create better communities for ourselves, and stop pumping money into other cultures that don't appreciate us. If anyone has seen the videos, it's circulating social media. It's actually even been on the news about the situation that happened, I believe, that in Flatbush, Brooklyn, at the nail salon. So I want to get into that and hear you guys, take on how you feel about it, and what do you think we can do as a people, whether you're Black, white, it doesn't matter, whether you're Asian, Latina, Latino, it doesn't matter. I don't care what your ethnic background, what your race is, but just as a people, as the human race, what can we do to stop this type of treatment, not of only just Blacks, but just all people? Like, why can't we be civil? Why can't things be done decently? Why can't we treat each other with dignity and respect, even in business? But yes, as an African American woman, as a Black woman, I am definitely a supporter of my people, of my own, and that doesn't make me racist or anything else against anyone else. I love all people, and I'm a lover of humans, of human beings, of people, but I don't believe that there's anything wrong with supporting your own and building your own people up. Again, remember people, August is Support a Black-Owned Business Month. Let's get out there and support Black-Owned businesses. I work in a Black-Owned business, and it's amazing, impeccable service from the door, from the time you walk in to the time you leave out, regardless of what service you're receiving. So again, guys, let's get back on a higher note. Want to take it back to the babies and the vacation, and the kids are getting back to school. So yeah, again, call in. Let me know what you think. I want to hear your voice. I want us to connect. So yes, I'm going to end this session out with saying, have an amazing rest of your day. Today is Friday. It's the start of the weekend. Make your weekend great. I love you all. Thanks for tuning in with your girl Chalk here on Chopping It Up with Chalk. Happy listening. Thank you for listening. And I'll be talking soon.